We all know that last summer was a unique one in Southeast Saskatchewan, and pretty much everywhere else. But this summer has been pretty interesting as well. We saw the last of the public health restrictions lifted in the second weekend of the summer, although even by that point, we were starting to see some enjoyable activities happening. Once those restrictions were gone, we could do everything we wanted to. We've had people coming to the Southeast for events and activities, giving our hotels and restaurants a much-needed boost. And those events have provided an outlet for us to get out and have a good time, which we also needed. Our summer is nearly finished. Kids will be back in school in a couple of weeks. The days are getting shorter and it appears we might have seen the last of the heat warnings. Not sure if anyone is complaining about that one. But that doesn't mean the fun is over. One of the best things we've heard this summer is that the Estevan Exhibition Association is going to bring a rodeo to Estevan during the Labor Day long weekend. It won't be the Energy City X that so many of us have been looking forward to for years, with the fair and rodeo together on the same weekend for the first time, but it's still great to see. We're going to have a parade, we're going to have a kids' rodeo, and we're going to get two nights of rodeo performances. Hopefully the community will come together and support this event, because the Exhibition Association certainly needs, and deserves, a great event. Yes, it would be great to have the fair happening that weekend as well, but the longtime midway provider for Estevan won't be available that weekend. The rodeo during the long weekend will also be a chance to see the rodeo provider that will be part of the Energy City X. Moving forward. If you're looking a little bit beyond Estevan's borders for some fun, the Carlisle Fun Days is happening this weekend. If you've spent time in Carlisle, you know that they have a great downtown, with plenty of shops and services. It's a real hub for the community. Much like the Rafferty Rumble in Estevan, it's an event that brings people together, brings people to the community, and provides a real economic boost. There will be activities for kids, live music and fun for adults as well. There are end-of-summer activities to enjoy, with the track championship at the Estevan Motor Speedway, the year-end carnival for the Estevan Play Parks, the Glow Paddle Canoe Kayak event on the Souris River and much more. Or maybe you want to get in those last few rounds of golf, that final camping weekend at a local campground, the last few boat trips on the water, those nice summer drives or the final trip to your favorite summer attraction. There's still time to do that. It's worth noting that in the Southeast, we haven't seen a surge in COVID-19 cases stemming from outdoor events. Yes, there was an outbreak tied to a private gathering, but public events have not been an issue. We should be comfortable when gathering with large crowds in public settings. A year ago, we would have been thrilled to have the opportunities that we have now. Let's not take them for granted. Yes, summer is coming to an end. That's bad news. We're running out of time for what is the best season of the year for many. But there's still time left to get out and enjoy all that Southeast Saskatchewan has to offer.